story, just a little scene from, you know, the small town. Maybe when Pio was small, he was there with his cousins in the villages around town. And we are, well, I'm not in Skansen, so looking at the school building, the one next to it. And so they're in a similar environment. We have some men, you know, two men walking there. Maybe they have their sons with them and young boys. Yeah, you know, that building over there, Johnson's building, it was built by the twins, Peter and Ole Eriksson. Good boys, you see. Yeah, the other guy says, yeah, good quality. Or maybe it's his sons or his brother's sons or something like that. The first one. And they're talking there about, look at how they did this. I never saw that before. Something they say, told me something coming from Poland. The way they do it there. Yeah, good that we can learn from each other. And they're talking like that about the village, the buildings, the trees, the hedge over there. This and that. You know, little simple things that appear and disappear. And oh, look, they're not taking care of that thing. But it's all about, you know, the people who do all that. Oh, this he did, this she did, and oh, they are good at it, and oh, they are not. And you know, the trees, the prominent ones, the big rocks lying around, they have names. It's, again, it's a very personal list. Because it's not out of some weird superstition, but because they are the people, you know, they relate everything to the people involved or events that happened. Yeah, you know, this stone there in the middle of the lake is called the Eagle Stone. Actual fact, from where we had our summer house. And then he can continue, I'm not sure if that's a fact. Because when we were out fishing, an eagle stood there. I'm sure it was an eagle. I saw it with my own eyes. And the brother says, actually, or the kids may say, was it you that invented the name? And the brother said, well, actually, it was me. But, yeah, it came from us. You know, this kind of, you know, the little stories around everything. And then the boy, you know, he thinks about the eagle. How would it look with an eagle sitting there? And he's making a drawing. And lots of imagination involved. Playing. Yeah, role play in a way. But that's just normal for kids. Hey, I'm Sorrow today. Who are you? Oh, I'm Robin Hood. Okay, let's see what happens when they meet. Things like that. And of course, in all this, you find ideals, you know, role figures. Why do you like Robin Hood? Why do you like Sorrow? Yeah, because of this heroic take from the rich and give to the poor. Yeah, because the rich, they're just stealing from the poor. You know, that kind of stuff gets into it here.